The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together with Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it out in because of the number of fish. So the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them. In like manner, the fish. This was now the third time Jesus revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When he had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had asked and said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me more than these?" Why Jesus asked him for three times? We all understood that because he betrayed Jesus three times. He denied. Even he said, "I never met this man," in the courtyard of the place where Jesus was having caught to by the high priest, the high court of the high priest. Jesus never scolded Peter afterwards, but just asked one word, "Do you love me?" So be assured, whatever sin you committed, what Jesus wants from you, that you tell him, "I love you." That's important. But love also, there are some things you have to do, it, not just the emotion to love. Love means to do the will of God. Sometimes the will of God is very simple, sometimes a little bit difficult. This time, when the disciple was fishing the whole night and caught nothing, and Jesus asked him, put down the net on the right side of the boat. Simple. Any meaning? I don't think so. Just simply listen to the word of God. That's simple. You know, they are fishermen, they know. Only nighttime they can fish. Daytime can't. But Jesus, even in daytime, early morning, this is the second time. Do you remember the first time Jesus met these fishermen on the shore? It was when Jesus first met this young guy, fisherman, and also the whole night they couldn't do anything. Do you know what Jesus says? "Go into the deep," right? That's the word, of beautiful words used by our beloved Pope John Paul II on the World Youth Day. The theme, "Go into the deep." Now this time, not go to the deep, just go to the right side of the boat. Simple, much simpler. When we say we love the Lord, we have to listen his word, his inspiration. I don't know whether you know this Martin Lee from the newspaper. 2 days ago, he got a message for, he make a kind of statement. But the very next day, he reversed his statement. He said, "Sorry, I said the wrong thing." Now, why he did this? In one of the radio interviews, he said one thing, very, very interesting. He's a very good Catholic, you know, Martini. He said, because that night, within myself, I feel something wrong. That's the voice of the Lord telling you something. He listened. So the next day, he canceled his statement. When we say we love the Lord, we follow his will, also we are according to his will, sometimes through kind of inspiration from within, not just people telling you do this and do that. Of course they can tell you the truth, but finally you are the final judge of what you have to do. Listen to the inner voice. That's the best thing. Many times you do things just to please people. That's not exactly to please the Lord. When you listen to the word, inner voice, that's you give glory to the Lord. Even though people are against you, you do the right thing. And that's why Peter, when was caught afterwards, no, if the disciples, because they were preaching within the temple's area, they were caught in Sanhedrin, the high court. Why? You're not afraid that we can keep you in jail, into jail? What Peter says, we must obey God rather than man. You see, this is love. Love, you put God in the first place of your life. So when we say, Jesus, I love you, that means to say, we follow his direction. Through prayer, through this sincerity of yours towards yourself. Because many times people telling you many good things, they are good, but maybe not good for you. You, the one that discernment comes from, your inner voice. Lastly, keep in mind, we must obey God rather than men. I remember when I was studying my third year theology, I was studying in Rome. I got one more year, finished my study. But that time, I got a call to join a spiritual movement. I had to stop my study for 1 year. Many people are against it because why don't you continue your study, finish the fourth year, and then you go. Even my spiritual director didn't agree with what I decided to do. But within myself, there's a voice. Do it. I did it. I wrote to my bishop, give me 1 year off. Finishing third year, I went out of the seminary to join the spiritual movement. After 1 year, I went back to the seminary to continue my study. So I did a very good thing for me. After 3 years, so many years in the seminary, I need something new to renew myself. I did the right choice because the people telling me to do, because I feel that's for my inner voice. That's the best thing you have to choose. So, brothers and sisters, very important. All of us, we are called for sanctity. We are called to be one family, but in different ways. So don't worry what other people watching you, telling you. Be sincere with the Lord. Just tell Jesus again. When Jesus asks you, do you love me more than these, more than other people? Tell him, Jesus, you know that I love you. I believe in God, the Father Almighty.